Apple patches an iOS zero day, the Mango Markets hacker is detained and charged, and security keys for Apple ID goes live. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 25th of January, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Thinxt, the makers of the much-loved Thinxt Canary. In today's top story, the FBI has formally attributed the hack of the Harmony cryptocurrency bridge platform to Lazarus, a cyber espionage group working for the North Korean government. The Harmony crypto heist took place on June 23 last year and resulted in the theft of $100 million in cryptocurrency assets. Less than a week after the incident, blockchain tracking company Elliptic linked the hack to Lazarus operators by tracking the flow of stolen funds to wallets previously associated with the group. Earlier this month, the Lazarus gang used the Railgun privacy protocol to move and launder $63.5 million of the stolen Harmony assets. This week's announcement marks the second time that the FBI has publicly linked a cryptocurrency heist to the Lazarus group. Back in April 2022, the FBI linked the theft of $620 million worth of cryptocurrency assets from the Ronin Bridge to the same group. Also in cryptocurrency news, blockchain analysis platform Certiq says the threat actor behind the wormhole cryptocurrency platform hack has started laundering $155 million worth of crypto assets they stole from the company in February of last year. The funds represent almost half of the assets stolen from Wormhole. Once Wormhole saw the stolen funds move, the company reiterated its intention to pay a $10 million reward if the assets were returned to its wallets. It now seems very unlikely the threat actor is interested in the company's offer. Riot Games says it's received a ransom demand from the threat actor who gained access to one of its game development environments. Riot says the hacker is asking the company to pay a ransom demand, or they'll release the source code for the League of Legends and Teamfight Tactics games, and the source code of a legacy anti-cheat platform. The company says it doesn't intend to pay the ransom and will continue restoring affected systems. Riot also said it expects the leaked source code to increase the likelihood of new cheats emerging. GoTo, the company that owns LastPass, says some of its own cloud hosting services were also impacted during last year's LastPass intrusion. GoTo says a recent investigation found that besides stealing password vaults from the LastPass service, the intruders also managed to steal encrypted backups from its own cloud storage as well. The company says these backups contain various data, including user information related to GoTo products such as Central, Pro, Join.me, Hamachi, and Remotely Anywhere. GoTo said the backups were encrypted, but the threat actor also stole an encryption key that would allow them to decrypt a portion of the encrypted backups. Sports betting platform FanDuel emailed customers last week to let them know that their names and email addresses were stolen from the company's MailChimp account. FanDuel joins e-commerce service WooCommerce as the second major company known to be affected by MailChimp's breach. MailChimp, an email and newsletter platform, disclosed a security breach 2 weeks ago when it said that a threat actor hacked one of its employees and stole data from 133 MailChimp customers. The office of Republican Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says it lost $690,000 in a BEC fraud last November when a cybercriminal tricked its accounting firm into transferring money to the wrong account. In a letter to the US Federal Election Commission, Moran's campaign said one of its banks managed to recover $168,000 from the stolen funds, but the rest remains under the criminal's control. BEC fraud has topped the FBI cybercrime statistics for the past 5 years and is responsible for billions of dollars in losses annually. The Apple ecosystem now supports hardware security keys. iOS 16.3 and macOS Ventura 13.2 have been released. They're the first iOS and macOS versions to support FIDO-certified hardware security keys to secure users' Apple accounts. Apple announced support for hardware security keys last month as part of a major upgrade to its security features. The upgrade also allows users to encrypt their iCloud data so that Apple itself can't access it. Microsoft will soon block the execution of Excel add-in files inside Office apps if the add-in files were downloaded from the internet, according to its product roadmap. Microsoft says it took this decision in order to combat the increasing number of malware attacks in recent months that have abused Excel add-ins to bypass email filters and execute malware on user devices. Meta plans to onboard more users to the end-to-end encrypted version of its Facebook Messenger app in coming months. The company says users will be chosen at random and will be notified when their private conversations are upgraded to the E2EE version. The company has also expanded the features of its E2EE version, which now supports link previews, chat themes, user status, and support for the Android floating bubble mode. Japanese police have detained a 28-year-old man on charges of hacking into the Instagram accounts of more than 60 victims. Most of the victims were women, and the hacks took place between August 2020 to October 2021. The suspect allegedly derived victims' birthdays based on social media posts and used combinations of their names and date of birth to guess their passwords. The man admitted to the charges and told police that he wanted to harass people who are living a fulfilling life, particularly women who graduated from prestigious universities and had jobs at big companies. The US Securities and Exchange Commission has revealed formal charges against cryptocurrency expert Avraham Eisenberg. Officials say Eisenberg engaged in a trading scheme that stole around $116 million from crypto asset trading platform Mango Markets in early October 2022. Eisenberg's actions were discovered by the cryptocurrency community shortly after the attack. Eisenberg did not deny his actions, but tried to explain them as, we quote, a highly profitable trading strategy. Eisenberg was arrested in Puerto Rico in late 2022. Europol has taken down the website and servers of BitsLotto, a cryptocurrency exchange that was used to launder criminal profits. The BitsLotto founder, a Russian national, was charged and arrested by US authorities last week. Europol says it also detained four other of the company's executives, three in Spain and one in Cyprus. These included the company's CEO, financial and marketing directors. Europol and US authorities say BitsLotto played a crucial role in criminal money laundering schemes, helping criminal groups convert cryptocurrency into Russian rubles. Europol says that almost half of BitsLotto transactions were linked to criminal activity, such as ransomware attacks and drug trafficking. As part of the takedown, Europol seized cryptocurrency wallets holding 18 million euros worth of crypto assets and froze another 50 million euros in more than 100 accounts at other cryptocurrency exchanges linked to BitsLotto. Palo Alto Networks is seeing a spike in attacks trying to exploit a remote code execution vulnerability in the Realtek Jungle SDK. The security firm says 40% of the attacks it tracked between August and October 2022 involved this security flaw. The vulnerability affects more than 190 LOT device models from 66 different vendors. According to Palo Alto Networks, multiple threat actors exploited the vulnerability to hack routers and deploy malware such as Mirai, Gafgit, Mozy, and RedGoBot. Sentinel-1 has spotted a Chinese-speaking actor breaking into web servers and MySQL databases and deploying a version of SparkRat, a new Go-based remote access Trojan that was open-sourced in November of last year by a Chinese developer. Now, the vast majority of these attacks, which Sentinel-1 calls Dragon Spark, are targeting East Asian organizations. Sentinel-1 says SparkRat was also used by another malware botnet named ZeroBot, but they haven't observed concrete evidence linking Dragon Spark to this group so far. Apple has released security updates for iOS and macOS, including a patch for an actively exploited zero-day. Discovered by a Google security researcher, Apple said it's aware the vulnerability may have been actively exploited against versions of iOS released before iOS 15.1. The zero-day resides in the WebKit browser engine, and Apple has released iOS 12.5.7 to patch the vulnerability. A day after security firm Horizon 3 published proof of concept code for remote code execution vulnerability in the Zoho Manage engine, attacks have been spotted in the wild. Security firm Rapid7 says it's responding to multiple compromises at various companies, compromises that were linked to Zoho Manage engine products. The company says threat actors are using the vulnerability to gain access to manage engine servers, disable security tools, and download and install remote access tools. Zoho released patches for this vulnerability last October, but it appears many of its customers have failed to patch it. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing today's episode is Thinx, head of labs Jacob Torrey, introducing the company's latest gizmo, the credit card canary token.
Hey, it's Jacob from Thinx Canary. We just dropped a new type of canary token, credit cards. Go to canarytokens.org, select credit card, and you'll get a unique, valid credit card that you can stick anywhere you store payment information, in your email server, etc., and get alerted if anyone ever tries to use that card. Totally free service at canarytokens.org. To learn more, check out our blog at blog.thinx.com.
And that was Jacob Torrey from today's sponsor, Thinxt. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for listening.